Welcome again to another Pit Wave, ladies and gentlemen. It is just me, Penman, again, in my room, lonely, 23 past 11 at night. Just did a 10-mile run. I'm not going to lie, I am pretty shattered. But I remembered, I did say I was going to do a podcast Thursday, but it's a bit later than I would have liked, but here we go. We've got the Pit Wave, and let's get started. So I kind of want to start the Pit Wave today, because there's a lot of topics to kind of cover. What I'm going to go for is that I'm actually going to start with Game of Thrones, because that, to me, is the biggest talking point. So let's start with that. The latest, obviously I've not talked for a wee bit, so obviously things that have happened, Cersei got locked up because she found out she was, you know, a dirty little incest Celtic fan. I mean, incest Celtic fan. You know, dirty. She got found out, everyone, because the cousin told, which I had suspicion of anyway, because I knew she slept with the guy, so it was kind of like, Jesus. And then Jaime as well. So Jaime, stay away, stay where you are, you know, you don't need to be anywhere else. Obviously, the Tyrion adventure, it was quite cool at the end, you know, Daenerys and everything like that. Quite liked where it was going for all. Then, obviously, Sabaris never got chosen. Tyrion was the guy. Tyrion kind of convinced her, oh, chuck him away because I'm the guy you want. And I liked the little conversation they had. The conversation was intriguing to see. What's going to happen next in Game of Thrones. Obviously, we don't really know yet, but to me, it's building up for, obviously, Tyrion just being our guider, and I think she's realised he's someone who's very intelligent and knows how to advise her on the right things. And obviously, it was cool when she said, I'm going to break it, you know, that was a cool line, and I felt a bit more power from her this time, because like quite a few of the episodes this season, I feel like she's been out of control, and which I guess was to expect, really. I've read the books, you know, you felt like, oh, she even know, does anyone even give a crap about her anymore? Does anyone really care what she does in the kingdom? But obviously, we'll see how that goes. Obviously, there was a preview, kind of looked like the Pit, and then obviously, it's like he's going to be in it because obviously he wants to still show his loyalty to her, but she obviously doesn't trust him very well still, which I guess, can we blame her? You know, she found out after many years that, you know, because of Viserys sending it, you know, he was a betrayed guy, even though what he did. I guess it really should get to the point that everybody wants to hear about more than anything, which is, the walkers finally came. The White Walkers. It was, oh my god, like, it was such a good moment. I mean, I never stared at a TV for 20 minutes going, holy shit, they're here. And it was just like, it's about time they're here. And it's, you know, how long we've been waiting for this. You know, we've been waiting for this for ages. And for that to happen, the manner it happened as well was just nuts. It was so crazy, and you couldn't believe it. You were like, oh my god. And there was a lot of zombie skeletons. Some of the zombie skeletons I thought did look a bit cheap, but you know what, it kind of works for Game of Thrones, so it didn't matter. And then obviously you saw them at the top of the mountain, and then you were like, oh my god, what's going on? And then everybody had the common enemy, which was kind of cool. It kind of showed you that when these creatures come, everybody joins up. Nobody cares. Even though those wildlings that chose to stay, which they're fucking idiots, you know, the giant to stay, he was quite cool. I like the giant. I think that's going to be Jon Snow's like best mate soon. I think him and him are going to have a few beers together. They look great. They're being honest, they looked like it was such a cool battle, and it was an unexpected one for me, because I'm not that. I don't know if that's in the books or it might not be. It wasn't. Maybe it wasn't that far. Maybe I'm not that far in yet, because I'm on the part two part, which I'm loving. It just gets better and better. Funny enough, I read the Cersei bit before it all happened, so I was quite interested to see how that went down. But yeah, obviously next, you know, what happens from here. You know, we obviously found out that, you know, Jon Snow, he killed a White Walker with a Valyrian steel, and so we found out, oh, it's not just, you know, the ice dragon or dragon ice is not the only thing that kills them. It's also this stuff. So there's 200 Valyrian steel swords, and probably most of them are in King's Landing, being honest, but, you know, Jon has one. So Jon is probably the main guy that should be fighting these people. And oh, the end bit, though, where the guy just creeped up, looked like Son of 20 Days Later, and Braveheart just suddenly lifted everybody up, and then it was silent. That was so key to me. To me, that was very key. That was a key moment, because I think if they did the classic, they did it silent. I think silence has a good effect sometimes in shows, and it doesn't get very used often, but they used it to a T. Perfect episode, in my opinion. I think some people might be going, oh, it was an average episode until, you know, this happened. And then it was like, well, no, it was not an average episode, but it was a brilliant episode. So, shush, everybody. It was great. Just shush. just enjoy it. You know, don't be too critical. I think that's the biggest problem with people these days when it comes to episodes. Everyone's a critic. Everyone knows, oh, that's not good. Why is that good? There's not enough action in it. Oh, Jesus, shut the fuck up. We get it. Fair enough. I'm with you with the Daenerys not showing her tits enough and her clit. You know, like, come on. She needs to get showing her tits a bit more. It's a bit, like, Daenerys, why do you think we watch the show? Come on. The first whole season, we've seen everything of you and you fucking hide it. Anyway. I'll just look at that later after this finishes. We jack our station. But yeah, so I'll move on from that. Thrones is brilliant, so I can't argue that. I'm quite excited also to talk about Hannibal season 3 once that gets on. Might get my boy Corey McWalter on again, might talk about it, and just maybe when we're a few episodes in, start talking, see how it goes. Community, last episode was absolutely brilliant. I think they are going to make a movie. To me, it makes sense, because Wei Abed's just doing 6 seasons of the movie, and some people are arguing, nah, just do season 7 and then finish it. But being honest, I just think the TV show's done. I think we should end it with a movie, like it says in the show, and when we end it, it ends brilliant, and then that's us, and everybody will be happy. So, plus, the Dean needs a huge part in that film, because he's the best character I've ever seen. I used to think the Dean was at first annoying, and I thought, I don't know if I'm gonna like this guy. But as the seasons went, I started to realize, holy shit, he's pretty good. And then this season, he's been probably the best I've ever seen him. But man, what a show. We'll see how it goes. Moving on, obviously big news in the world, FIFA being the corrupt little shits they are. Shock and horror, people. FIFA not being good little babies. Not being good. Bad children. Come on. We all knew this was coming. We all knew it was. We were just lucky Team America intervened, and probably the only time I'll like America for intervening with something, because to be honest, it was something done. It just sucks that they do it at times when it doesn't really, you know, it's not a huge importance. No, do not bring up World War 1 and 2 to me, because they came at the end of the wars and were not very significant to the victories, because Russia saved us at the end, and we'll get to them later on. But it's interesting. Obviously, Blatter quit this week, and obviously that's showing he knows, oh fuck, if I quit now, I can try escape. Wish him the best of luck in the world trying to escape, because you probably don't have anybody anymore. And as they say, if you ever hide a little secret, eventually those secrets come back to haunt you, or any little lie will come back to haunt you, and that's what's happened to these motherfuckers. And thank God, fuck you FIFA, improve the game, because I know you guys have rigged that one too. I'm winning 3-0 and I lose 4-3. What the fuck is that about? Fuck you FIFA, really, fuck you. Not about this Thierry Henry handball. Get the game sorted. Fuck everything else. Those bastards. But still. Anyway, obviously I'll move on from that. What else? Horrible day for Rangers fans. And where you guys? I fought Motherwell at Ibrox. We would win at least 1-0, 2-0. We beat them in the third division. They were top of the league at the time. And then that happens. And it was just heartbreaking to watch. And it was the worst thing I ever seen in my life. And it's the worst Rangers team I've ever seen in my life. And, you know, I've had bad moments with Rangers, but I've never had that. Like, I think the most heartache I've ever had with Rangers during my time was either when Celtic win the league on the last day, or it's European football, because I always, you know, we'll never have that. I don't know if in my lifetime we're ever going to have the run we did for the Europa League. You know, I know everyone says, you never know, because, you know, football changes and the times changes and the way things are done are all different. But I don't think we're ever going to get that again. I'm glad a lot 11 players got released. Bye-bye, Jig. Goodbye, Futter. I am fucking hating you guys. And go enjoy Amy McDonald all you want, but you are again. And hopefully this means some of the young guys get their chance, because... really? Come on, guys. It's time. Barry Mackay, McGregor's definitely on our team. Without a shout out. Yes, the Moshney incident. I know some people are probably thinking, why is he not bringing that up? He's a Jers fan. He's not bringing that up. No, Celtic fans, I know you're probably listening to this podcast if I ever mention Rangers family or something like that around the lines. But no, I know Moshney. He did something stupid, but at least our fans didn't react to those scummy Motherwell fans. So at the end of the day, da carry. But we are the people, and I think this year in the Championship is probably a good thing in the end. Unfortunately, we've not got any news on a manager, except Warburton's a rumour and he is in talks. But hearing stuff about Burnley and other teams, and it makes you think, oh, is Warburton moving up to safer passengers? Because let's be honest, yeah, Rangers are a great club, but is it safe? And that's where I don't blame them. I don't think our Rangers family should think, just because we think it as this great club and something should happen, we can't just think like that. We've got to think they're what they think and what they see on the media. Oh, am I just going to be another guy that's on the Daily Record every week getting talked shit about? But no, anyway, moving on again. Playing The Witcher 3 as well. Witcher 3, brilliant game. Absolutely love it. I wish I did a bit more side quests, though, because my level is not at the best, and I'm, like, nearly halfway through the game. So I'm sure there's a lot of gamers out there, like me, who stupidly decide, yeah, let's just do all the main missions and we'll level up loads. And that's a lie, and you struggle, and you do finish the missions, but it's not nice. And the werewolf wouldn't fucking die, and fuck him, you know. I'll get back to that werewolf. He'll see. But I love it. It's a great game. Well done. You know, I never knew it was a Polish comic, actually. That was quite surprising. But I'm told later on I'm going to hear a Scottish accent that's really bad. So, come on, guys. Didn't he do that? Keep it real. But we'll see. Right. I get a bit more sane at night, actually. God, shouldn't have had that coffee earlier. Anyway. To wrestling. I will finish the show with wrestling today, because I can't think of anything else to talk about. If I do, I'll add in. But I'll finish off wrestling. Lately, WWE has actually been doing really well, due to the fact that people have been getting pushed. NXT was really great. I watched that. Loved it. Samoa Joe is finally here. Fucking right. Love Samoa Joe. Kevin Owens is just maybe the top guy right now that in wrestling. I don't know many better than him right now. You could argue it, but Kevin Owens is in the top five or top three at least, and I'd say John Cena's even in the top five as well. I think I've been impressed by him too. But we'll mainly talk about, obviously, recently what's happened here is with Elimination Chamber. Cena and Owens had a great match, you know, back and forth, good stuff. Good seeing Cena, that tough side of him. You know, he looks good. Too many near falls. I will have that complaint about the match. Near falls to me should be 5-10 minutes, like maybe 5 minutes before the end of the match. I don't think 10-15 minutes of near falls is gonna cut it with me. They got a good time at least, and they beat Kevin Owens already. Won clean. He didn't cheat. That's the difference with Kevin Owens compared to other bad guys. He doesn't need to cheat because he knows, everyone knows how strong he is. And everyone keeps saying Lesnar vibes here, but I see Kevin Owens vibes, and I'm talking Kevin Owens, Kevin Steen, whatever. Who gives a fuck, honestly? He's Kevin Owens now, and I like the name. I like Kevin Owens. I think it's a good name. Come on, KO t-shirt. I might even buy one. So yeah, I did think, right, how's it? How's this going to go? You know, like the match. And then it was that powerbomb. It was great. It's great. Nobody else does that move. And it's effective. He's made it effective. Like, I watched Austin and Heyman talk, and they're 100% right. Moves have to be effective. If everyone can kick out of the AA now, it's not that special anymore. If everyone can kick out of Cena's jumping stunner thing, it's just another move. Like they say, you forget it. If he won with it one time, I guess it'd be a bit more talk about. If I was Cena, you know, I think people can't kick out AAs as much, unless it's near the end of the match, because it works that way. But if someone, which he has done in the past, but if everybody can kick out the AA now, then Cena, I'm sorry, you're going to start running out of moves, and you only have the 5 moves of Doom, apparently. So, but great match. Divas match wasn't that great. The tag team elimination was actually brilliant, and funny enough, that was the match I thought wasn't going to do well, which seems weird now talking about that. I genuinely thought it wasn't going to go down well. I don't know why I thought that. I know you guys are probably thinking I'm insane, which is fair enough. I think it's just at the time I was thinking, I think the Intercontinental is going to be better, but then they came out, I think the start of the match was decent with Wade, and they were building up to something nice, and then it went flat. Ryback winning was kind of cool. He kind of deserved it, because he's been working pretty hard the last few months. Did I give credit to Ryback? You know, give credit to wrestlers that actually are, you know, changing. Will it be good run? From what I saw on Raw, I don't know. With Big Show knocking, kind of going after him. It'll be a cool match, but, you know, another 2 weeks, you know. Think about it. We've just had a Raw now. We're going to have another Raw, and then it is Money in the Bank. And then I'm off to Dublin, actually, as well. Which is just, it's just, I don't know. Like, to me, why do you have these pay-per-views? Such short notice. I'd rather them do 5 in your houses than this shit, you know? To me, if I was going to choose WWE, Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, King of the Ring, SummerSlam, Survivor Series, and then the cycle again. That's my interpretation of it. I know they wouldn't see that, because I would have Royal Rumble January at the end, then have build for 2 months, and then a lot of people argue that, oh, well, it's 2 months, we need to have a pay-per-view and that. No, you don't. No, you don't. WrestleMania can have so many twists and turns. They've did it before. They can do it again. They can have specials, you know. They can have old school Raw, and they can have, like, number one, there's a number one contenders match next week on Raw. There's a tag team title match on Raw next week. That's how you can fill it in. You fill it in right where the stories make sense, and it gives people more time to invest. The last WrestleMania I remember that kind of being like that was 25, I think, because I just remember the stories like Shawn and Taker, Triple H and Orton. They got 6 weeks, so really it made perfect sense. Now it's like 4 or 5 weeks, and for 2 of those 5 weeks, they don't even acknowledge that they're facing at WrestleMania, or nobody knows what they're doing at WrestleMania. Future planning is a good thing, WWE. Take my pay-per-view thing and suggestion. If you want to add one more to it, if you're going to add another one, I would say add either Extreme Rules or TLC, because they are probably pay-per-views what people will see. Maybe Money in the Bank, but you could add Money in the Bank to SummerSlam as a match. And then SummerSlam has a new match. Just saying, it's not that hard. I don't know. Maybe I'm writing stuff too easy for you, WWE. I think I am, personally. But yeah, on the chamber, yeah, like obviously said, IC was pretty poor. The title match was brilliant between Seth and that. It was a bit short, but, you know, it was decent. They had good spots and they had good matches, and then Dean won it, technically, and then obviously the ref says he got hit, so technically Dean didn't win. In my opinion, Dean won. I think they should acknowledge that on Raw, where they said, okay, Dean, you are the champion, but you're not going to be it for much longer, because at Money in the Bank, you're going to have to defend the title in a cage match or a ladder match, as the, obviously that's turned into be now. So now we've got, you know, Money in the Bank, and we've now got a ladder match. So it should be interesting seeing those two. I think those two will work a good ladder match, personally. So that'll be quite good. Limits Chamber, what would I give it? I think it was that great. Payback was good. I actually liked Payback. Payback was a decent thing. The only thing I could say positive coming out of Elimination Chamber, if I'm being honest, was Kevin Owens. You know, I think that's the guy we were all talking about really at the end. So being honest, if it was to boot over Kevin Owens, well done. You've done a 10 out of 10 job. Other than that, not really too much to talk about except the title match. And again, WWE probably may have had three matches that were good, but, you know, Divas didn't even get a... these kind of matches, why can't WWE give Divas time here? That makes sense. If not, give it on Raw occasionally, or SmackDown. Give them a 10-minute match on SmackDown. How is it hard? You'll be doing a commercial break for 2 minutes anyway, and then you show them what they did after, per usual. What else? Anything else that's built up quite well? Yeah, I liked the whole Dean thing earlier on Raw. That was good. And him and Roman, I like their kind of thing. But anyone think Roman's turning heel? And maybe they're just trying to make us forget that. Could be a thing to think about. Money in the Bank. Suddenly, he pushes him off the ladder, saying, how do you deserve the title? And then, you know, you get your program there for the next 2 months. And then Steph continues his title. And then, obviously, we've got Battleground, which actually was good last year, so that'll be interesting. Bray had an alright one with Roman, actually. They two had some chemistry, which is food for thought for the future. Bray, again, is lost in the shuffle, and he had a little rivalry with Ryback. He won, and that means fuck all. Unless they're going to make Bray start chasing the title and Bray winning the title, which makes more sense, but Bray doesn't seem to care for titles at the moment. Bray's character is brilliant, but I just think they need to pick up on him a bit. I'm forgetting anything else that happened on Raw. Is there even anything else I forgot? I don't think I have. If I haven't, no, just message me on the Pit Wave. Being honest, I've probably spoke about the main points that everybody wants to talk about. Obviously, SmackDown this week, there's an NXT challenge. I know who it is. Spoilers. I won't say who it is, but woo woo woo. spoiled. But anyway, my name is Penman. Thanks for listening to the podcast. I don't know if you guys have been listening to my last one. I'm actually going to go check that just now. I've only posted it twice, so I'm guessing no. If I do have someplace, thank you guys. Obviously, like I said, it's just me just now. Will Tully return? You know, this episode's still continuing. We're still in the mystery of Tully. Wait, is he in my cupboard? Nope, he's not there. No. Okay, we thought we had him. We fought. But anyway, good night. It's been the Penman, and you have yourself a good evening.